Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going to be a late one. Double dip of action when it comes to Monday Night Football. We'll give you some insight on both of those games coming up in just a second. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Let's go down to Houston first off, check in with Sean Pendergast of Sports Radio 610 in Houston. He's got mornings down there, kind enough to join us. Houston Texans, a 2.5-point favorite over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Sean, we come in with a Stroud touchdown from last year because there wasn't one from last week. For those that are not watching every down, every snap of this team, there was some expected regression with the offense. We know about the injuries a year ago, but in greater detail, can you explain why there have been so many struggles offensively with this team?
Sure. I think there's the struggles last season, and then there are the struggles in week one of this season, which I think are kind of two separate things, because all the struggles last season caused them to fire the offensive coordinator, fire the offensive line coach, bring in several new offensive linemen, trade Laremy Tunsil, that's how I knew it was a last year highlight y'all were playing, because not only was it a touchdown, but Laremy's name was invoked on that. So they had all sorts of issues last year protecting C.J. Stroud, and they got really bad in the middle of the season, like week 7 through 10. C.J. was seeing just crazy, unprecedented amounts of pressure compared to previous Texans quarterbacks, and I think it affected him throughout the rest of the year. You know, I think he went from a guy in his rookie year who was pretty free-flowing with his play to a guy whose feet got a little happy, who, you know, kind of needed eyes in the back of his head, that sort of thing. He seemed to kind of work that stuff out as the season grew to an end. And as they got to the playoffs, he was really good against the Chargers in the playoffs, and he was pretty good against the Chiefs in the loss to the in the playoffs. So I think that was the big cause last year. I think this year with all the new along the offensive line and by the way, also the new offensive coordinator, Nick Caley, giving CJ way more control at the line of scrimmage. I think we expected it to be a work in progress. I don't think we expected there to be no touchdowns in week one. I know I didn't. But I don't think anybody is super panicked here that this is going to be a trend. I don't think they're going to be a great offense this year, but I think they'll be an improved offense ultimately over what they were last year.
I would think, Sean, given the pressure that Todd Bowles wants to bring, this will be a nice one-on-one night for Nico Collins. He's got to have a bigger game, and clearly they got to get him the ball, right?
Be targeted more. Yeah, I mean, he was only targeted 5 times in that loss to the Rams last week, had 3 catches for 25 yards, which I'm sure infuriated over prop bettors on Nico Collins and fantasy owners everywhere. I'm both of those things. I think they're going to try. Look, D'Amico Ryans didn't make a secret this week in any of his press conferences that they intend to get Nico Collins the ball quite a bit and target him quite a bit in this game. I would add Nick Chubb to that too, as long as we're talking about expectations for guys tonight. I think you could clearly, D'Amico Ryans thought that they didn't give Nick Chubb the ball enough in that first game against the Rams. He was the only hot hand they had in the backfield. Anybody else they gave the ball to, they were just burning daylight with, and it made no sense. So I would expect Nick Chubb to get close to 20 carries tonight. I would expect Nico Collins to get at least 9, 10, you know, 12 targets in this game. And he needs to. Yeah, they're going to be without Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk has yet to play a snap in the regular season as a Houston Texan. So after Nico, their next three guys are literally guys that went to Iowa State. Xavier Hutchinson, Jaden Higgins, and Jalen Nolan. Two of those guys are rookies. So, and they're going to be without Cade Stover. They're one of their tight ends who broke his foot in the season opener. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be a heavy dosage of Nico, and it's a great point with all that pressure the Todd Bowles likes to bring. Hopefully you get Nico in some favorable matchups.
How good is this defense?
Excellent. I think it's got a chance to be the best defense in the history of the team, which is, I know people might roll their eyes like, y'all are the Texans. You've only been around for like 20 years, but they used to have some pretty good defenses with JJ Watt and, you know, the middle part of the aughts. They had some really good defenses. I think it's got certainly the potential to be the best defense in the league. I think it's among, for sure, one of the top five defenses. And I think the key, guys, is that they've got the most important positions in a great defense hemmed down. They've got two elite pass rushers in Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. And tonight, I think those two guys are going to eat against a patchwork offensive line that won't have Tristan Wirfs for the Bucs. So I think pressure on Baker Mayfield is going to be a plenty tonight. And then they're really good on the back end. You know, the two corners, Derek Stingley Jr. is in the conversation for the best in football. And Kamari Lassiter, the second year guy out of Georgia, had a really good rookie year, an excellent training camp. And he was pretty good last week against the Rams. So they've got two high level to elite corners. They've got two elite edge rushers. And then the rest of the guys aren't chopped liver or anything. You know, Kalen Bullock is a rising young safety. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, they picked up in the offseason. And their linebackers are exactly what D'Amico Ryans looks for in linebackers, which is to just plug gaps in the run game. So they're an excellent defense. They're a defense that should just, independent of to play, you should win at least 7 or 8 games just based on defense alone.
Last thing, Sean, we need a final score out of you. Short and sweet. What happens tonight? What's the final score?
I got 24-20 Texans. Guys, they finally break the seal and get into the end zone. Not once, not twice, but thrice. 24-20 Texans.
Sean Pendergast, morning, Sports Radio 610 in Houston. Thank you, Sean. Talk soon, all right?
Thanks for having me, guys. See ya.
Good stuff. So 24-20, he's got a Texans cover. And going over the total, going just over. All right. I don't know. That's really close. Really close on both ends there, side and total, Sammy.
That would eke over. It would just eke over that 42.5. But as you heard, Sean was playing prop bets last week, so he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing with that 24-20 yep. prediction.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely does. And if they don't get it done, he's going to be dealing with a whole lot of mess there. With the, as good as the Colts are looking, and then the Texans have a bad performance on Monday night, it's going to get loud there and angry. Let's go out to Las Vegas for the nightcap. We've got the Raiders and Chargers later on tonight. Chargers, a 3.5-point favorite, total 46 in the hook. We've got Steve Cofield, afternoon host on ESPN Las Vegas. What's going on, Steve? Maybe they said Steve good. Maybe we're bad. Oh, his phone dropped. Okay.
Being told he dropped. Hopefully he didn't drop his phone in like a vial of liquid. That would be bad. Hopefully the
It would be.
Service just dropped.
It would be. So you say the books need a Chargers loss.
Oh, right? Yeah.
For this one.
You heard it. I mean, hear it all day. Chargers money line.
Well, I'm a little surprised just because a lot of times the Vegas books, they get so much more action on the Raiders and there's excitement. And it's early on in the year before people start fading them. That did surprise me a little bit because I always just assume that there will be plenty of Raiders backers.
Well, you have to remember the bigger bets are going to carry the conversation And when you get these huge parlays that line up over the weekend, really, Vegas has been about knocking out moneyline favorites. That's what it's turned into. Because the most popular way to bet the NFL now in Vegas, let me line up three or four favorites or more, and let me parlay them all to win. And when a lot of them win on Sunday, the liability keeps building into Monday, and more people around Vegas are money lining the Chargers than they are betting the Raiders, period.
Man. Yeah. You could stay away from the toss-ups, and then if you're able to avoid – it feels like there's one or two games. Like last – today or this week, rather, it was last night's game. You just had to avoid that one and maybe like one other. But for the most part, those favorites are at least winning. That's why nobody's been knocked out in Survivor so far. Let's try again. Steve Cofield, he's got afternoons ESPN Las Vegas here to preview Raiders Chargers. Hello, Steve.
What's up, guys?
Can we get behind the Raiders catching points with Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly? Good idea or bad idea, Steve?
Well, I think that's a side. I don't know if I want to get behind it. It might be a stay away for me, but yeah, I think the Raiders, you know, showed pretty good in week number one. I think the Chargers are good. I don't think the Chargers are great. The Chargers should not be laying this kind of number in Vegas. It actually may be a rare, real home spot for the Raiders where they may have like 85% of the people in the building instead of 50-50. So I think it's a pretty good spot for the Raiders.
What do you think about the total? It's been ticking up throughout the week, but we're not at that key number of 47 yet. It's 46 across the board. What kind of game are we in store for?
I think there's going to be a lot of passing because I still don't believe that the Raiders can run the ball. Maybe the fact that Jackson Powers Johnson is down will be a good thing, and Alex Kappa is in there at guard. Kappa wasn't great last year with Cinti, but I still don't believe that they can run block real well. And well, Omarion Hampton looked okay, you know, pretty solid in his debut. I'm not sure the Chargers are a grind out team right now, and especially since they're making adjustments on the offensive line with all having to switch to left tackle and, you know, Pipkins on the right. And they looked very, very willing to kind of use Herbert. And now that Keenan Allen's back is kind of their, you know, possession way of moving the ball. So I could see the ball being in the air, oh, I don't know, a combined minimum 65 times, maybe 70 times. And some scores coming out of that. So both teams have good kickers, so they can kick from long distance. So I might lean over.
What's the latest on Brock Bowers?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, talking to Adam Hill yesterday, you know, Adam's the foremost expert on the Raiders. He was saying that Bowers' knee, could he go? Yes. But they also have the cautionary tale last year of could he go Max Crosby? Yes. And Max Crosby tried to play through a knee injury and then jacked himself up for the season. So I think he's very touch and go going into today's game. So I would lean towards a doubtful. And obviously that, you know, again, that would affect the total because there's some other receivers who are going to have to step up, and most of them for the Raiders are really young guys. I don't know that Jacoby Myers, while a really good possession receiver, is a game changer.
You think the Chiefs are finally beatable now in the AFC West with an 0-2 start?
You know, I think the Chiefs were beatable last year and the year before, but they went on this amazing streak. I couldn't believe it when they showed the graphic on that first Friday game that they had won 17 straight one-possession games. I mean, 17 straight one-possession games in the NFL to win those, and then they had, I think it was a streak of 9 straight wins with the score decided by a field goal or less. So I think you guys know, a lot of these NFL and college football games that are one score, field goal, basically are a coin flip. It could be a call by an official, a catch, a drop, a missed tackle. It was eventually going to turn on the Chiefs. I don't think they're a bad team. I don't think they're a team headed for 8 or 9 wins. I just think, some of the stuff that's close to the margins isn't going their way. And bye-bye went the 17-game streak of winning one-score games. And, they had an amazing season last year going 15-2, but how many of those games were one-score games and close games? So it's just turned a little bit here. I think they're fine. I think the division is a lot more open than it's been. I would say the target for the division to win it is probably 12 or 13 wins, not 14 or 15 now.
Call your shot, Steve. Final score tonight in Vegas. What is it?
So I'll go Raiders, close win. Let's go 27-24. Probably should pick more field goals, but 27-24 Raiders.
All right. I like it. He's going over the total, apparently. Steve Cofield, ESPN Las Vegas. Got Cofield and Company afternoons out there, the Las Vegas Sports Network. Thank you so much, Steve. Best of luck with whatever you play tonight.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, Steve Cofield there. Back in the Vegas team. The Houston guy back the Houston team. The Vegas guy backed the Vegas team. I agree with him, which should probably scare him, that I think the Raiders are very live. And I know you agree with that idea as well. Catching 3.5 at home, that they could pull off this upset.
Yeah, I'm looking at the games that I took in my five. My five, as Charles Barkley used to say. 1-3 yes. Right now. The only one that I hit was Mac Jones, no matter what, that nobody wanted to tail me on. Nobody wanted to bet San Francisco. That one hit, of course. Lost the Steelers, lost the Dolphins in a game that could have gone either way, and then had Kansas City plus one. Short pants, dropped the touchdown. I mean, what do you want? What do you want from me? So the Raiders now, my last leg in the pick five. No, I'm not you. I'm talking to everybody. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Dolphins could have won. Chiefs catch a touchdown they should have caught. Can't even talk. That's how frustrated I am with this stupid league. 2 weeks in, Joe. I already hate the NFL. Joy.
No, I mean, I had the Chiefs too. I had the Jaguars. Plus 3.5 all game.
Jaguars way worse. Way worse.
Oh. The Titans look good. They were winning at halftime, and then things fell apart. But you do see it in Cam. You do see it. Like that throw that he never should have made across the entire field after running for a long ways to score a touchdown is like, okay. Yep, he's going to be all right. I love Dayball forcing in Dart, too. That was funny yesterday. Anyways, Lightning Bets on the other side. This is the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.